Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Show is hot out here. You know? I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
The machine. weak and scared to run. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion, but I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church, Lord, I'm looking at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So stunting is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Everyone, and welcome to A Heart for Worship on Soul Sister Sunday on Soul Sister Radio, and I just welcome everyone to the show. It is a wonderful, beautiful, joyful day, and I just want to say thank you for everyone tuning in on the archives, on live on the show. I just hope you're having a blessed morning. I just want to open us up real quick in prayer. Lord, I just thank you for today. It's a beautiful day that we can wake up and say that we are your friends and that you love us and that your love is never failing, that you're always here with us, and no matter what happens in life, we can look to you as that super friend. And I just commit the show to you today. Just ask that whatever it is that you have for us today, that your words would come through your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we just ask that you come today and you just dwell with us in our hearts and our minds and our souls, Lord, and that we would just give this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I just want to first say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders, Spagent, and Naturopathic Center for Health and Wellness. I think I got that correct. I'm on the road today, so bear with me. I'm actually not, I'm at a basketball tournament, so this is fun. I love this about the radio show, that the great thing about this ministry is that it doesn't matter where you're at. You can pick up a phone, you can log on your iPhone and your laptop or your iPad, whatever you've got, wherever you're at. Whether you're playing sports or taking a family vacation or sitting in an airport, whatever you need to do, we are here and we're ready to fellowship wherever you're at. So thank you so much to our sponsors for allowing that to happen, because so many of us miss up on the goodness of God on Sunday morning because we're unable to get to a church or something, you know, has transpired where we just can't be there. So this is awesome and wonderful. And the show's going to be a little bit different today, so I hope everyone's ready for it. We've spent the last few weeks listening to, some really good worship songs and really relishing in the presence of God and just being still before God. And for some reason, what is on my heart today and this week has just been about rejoicing and getting excited about the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God. And so I just picked some upbeat music, some deep soul music. I love Kirk Franklin. He's just he's just passionate in his music, and he's passionate about his love for Christ, and he's passionate about seeing people saved. And so I picked some of his music today, as well as what we've already heard with Mary Mary. Israel Houston, I think is how you pronounce his name. So I hope you really enjoy those songs. I want to read out of Psalm 37 this morning and just touch on a few things before we go into a time of today is really going to be more about praise than it is worship. And the great thing is they go hand in hand. God inhabits the praises of his people. So no matter where we're at, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 50, whatever, where two or more are gathered together, the Holy Spirit is there, and God inhabits the praises of his people. So this can be a little bit of a shift. This is really where I want you to just get up where you're at. If you're in your pajamas at home, if you're outside, wherever you're at, just stop and just give a woohoo shout out, because you know what? God is good, and we have a place in heaven, and we should be rejoicing and not walking around with our heads down. So that's what today is about. And Psalm 37 is a psalm from David. And David was a funny character. You know, David, God said that David is a man after his own heart. And it's because David had so many shortcomings. I mean, this guy just, if you want to talk about mistake after mistake after mistake and feeling the issues of shame and guilt and all the things, that was David. But David had such a love for God and such a passion for him that God knew that. God knew his heart, and God had a purpose and a plan for him, and he walked it out. And David finally, you know, when he realized how much love God had for him, he didn't care what people thought about him. He did what he wanted to do to honor God before God without worrying about the eyes of man. So in Psalm 37, he says, do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell on the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And that's the scripture I want to focus on as I go through all this. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And delight is also another word for enjoy. It says that it's used as an intense word, and it's Hebrew, and it's to speak of exquisite delight, and we are to take in the Lord and in his great abundant peace, well-being, and blessings that he gives. And it also is used as, you can say, delights, and that expresses God's genuine pleasure when we do what makes God happy. And so David said, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. God will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause shine like the noonday sun. Well, what is our cause? Our cause is Christ, and we want those that don't know Christ to see us. And he said that if we would commit our way to God, trust in him, and delight ourselves in him, then he will make our righteousness shine like the dawn. And I think that's exciting, because I think sometimes people see Christians as they don't see that we're overcomers. They don't see that we're victorious and how excited we are about our salvation. And so I think it's important that we really take heart to the scripture, because it's saying delight yourself in God. Enjoy yourself. Dance before God. David danced before God and said, you know, when they brought the Ark of the Covenant back into Adoniram's house, Adoniram's were blessed. And if you go into 2 Samuel, it talks about how David was wearing a linen of ephod, which was basically he took off his royal garments and he danced before the Lord with all his might. With all his might, everything he had in him, he danced before the Lord. While he and the entire house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouts and the sounds of trumpets. Now, people don't always understand what you're doing when you do that, but God gets it and God sees it, and we need to just do a little bit more of that. And so I'm excited today, and I hope that you guys will do that. You'll just get up where you're at, and you'll shout, and you praise, and you dance, and you hear Kirk Franklin, and you'll sing out loud. Don't worry about who's around you. Wake the kids. Wake the cats. Who cares? Don't you want them to see you loving God the way God loves you, so that they have an image of what rejoicing and delighting in the Lord is all about? So before we go into that time, I just want to read one other thing. I get daily, what they call daily dream builders. And it was so funny. I was driving to the tournament this morning, and I opened this up, and I thought, how perfect. God's timing is so awesome. So I'm just going to read this before we go into praise and worship, and we're going to start with Israel Houston's I Am a Friend of God and go into Kirk Franklin's, I think we have He Reigns and Hosanna. So this says, one of my friends, Ricky Byers Becksmith, is not only an incredible singer, but a great songwriter. She wrote a song once entitled, I Am Choosing Heaven Today. I truly believe that the idea that we can choose the state we want to live from. One verse from Ricky's song is, I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm walking the road of heaven right now. I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing joy today. I'm choosing joy today. I'm walking the road of joy right now. I'm choosing joy today. I'm choosing peace. I am choosing. We can also choose resentment and walk the road of resentment right now. We can walk the road of regret right now. We can walk the road of anxiety or worry or fear. We get to choose. That is God's gift to us. May this be the day where we choose and we choose well. So today I say choose delight and choose joy and be blessed today. And away we go with our praise and worship.
When I come. and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, all the must have been on the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the end of Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless
us
all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I don't know your gun. I'm out of the
place. Get up.
Yeah?
Get up. Get up.
Some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear.
Come on!
hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did this morning. It just gets me on my feet and gets me moving and gets me going. Just says, woohoo, thank God I'm alive and I'm saved and I'm well. You know, there's a song that says, there's only two times to praise the Lord. It's when you feel like it, when you don't. Because soul is, praise is an act of your will, and it doesn't really matter how you feel. So praise Him when things are going wrong, and praise Him all the day long. That's what my heart cry is, TJ. I hope you're blessed. I hope you stay on and log on for the show. If you can't catch us live, catch us on our archives, catch us on Facebook, whatever and wherever. We're here for you. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple. This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
I'm cracking up laughing. Thank you for joining us here on Soul Sister Radio. This is Soul Sister Sunday's Church Reboot with Maria Magdalena and our special guest host, Rebecca Lawler. Are you there, my beautiful friend?
Yes, good morning. Good morning. It's beautiful here on the East Coast this morning. How is it on the West Coast?
Well, we're going to bring it outside real quick, and this is just kind of random, but, you know, we were having a hard time, and before we came live on the show, Rebecca and I and Magdalena were talking and saying that joy, today we're talking about joy, and joy is a really difficult topic for some of us, and today outside, and we're coming outside, as Magdalena is cheering on, we have riders that are going across and walkers in front of our little space right here, and it's very joyful outside, and how ironic, because it's an interesting topic. And Rebecca, why don't you share a little bit about your definition of what joy is real quick? Oh, did I lose? Ah, I lost her. There we go. We lost her. There she is. Hold on. She's coming back. We lost you for a minute, Rebecca. That's okay. We got you back. I just asked you a question about joy, but in because you weren't there listening, I'm going to ask you what your definition of joy is in a minute, but I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer.
Good morning, God. Thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your Sunday, this Sunday, because it is all about your Son, God, and just reminding ourselves of how much You love us, God, and really it is Your joy, it is Your love that is my source of joy, and I know it's everybody else's source of joy. If we really just rely on You, Father, so I pray this morning that we can have joyful hearts as we listen to Your Word, as it inspires us, as the Word is here to teach us, it says to rebuke us because it is living and active. And I just pray for this living and active Word, Father, to penetrate deep into our hearts. I thank You so much for our sponsors. I want to thank You for Rebecca Lawler Limited. I want to thank B&B Builders. I want to thank Dr. Stency, Rand Natural Path. I want to thank Spa Gems and Dub as well. Thank you so much, Becky, for your great show. And towards the end of the show, you were saying, I hope that you were like feeling it and stuff. And I was thinking, my gosh, the way she's saying it, it reminded me of what I would think of, you know, what a tequila shot is. It just gives you that woo moment. And that's what I felt that your message was today, Becky. So I just want to say, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do and your passion. And it's truly a blessing to be part of this, and God, I just pray that You bless all the ears that are listening today, Father, that You bless their hearts and their loved ones, and that if we put our trust in You, God, that You are really with us, and You are always with us, and thank You for being my source of joy. In Your Son's name I pray, amen.
Another warrior there. So, Rebecca, I'm going to ask you real quick, when you think of joy,
and all the things that come with the word joy. What is your definition of joy?
Well, I think joy really comes from the Lord, and you feel it even when you're not happy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's there are many things that make people happy, but I think true happiness is really joy, and that really only comes from the Lord. And that joy is when you really feel at peace with who you are and what your calling and what your mission is in life and what your purpose is. You know, I feel most joyful when I don't necessarily mean I have to be happy. And I think we were having this conversation a little while ago. I think we're all kind of at a, we're all got a lot going on. And we've all, you know, we're all on our walk, and we've all had our past, and we've all been through a lot. And so some mornings we may wake up and not really feel like, all that great, but knowing that we have joy in our heart and that we're on God's purpose and fulfilling His mission. And that to me is what, you know, really, really brings me, knowing that brings me joy and fills my heart with joy. So...
In the definition, as far as the dictionary, joy is the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect or possession of what one desires. So that is what joy is. But Magdalena's definition of joy is Jesus over you. And that's really what the topic of the show is about, Jesus being over you. Because, again, we've worked up to this show, and it's been pretty serious topics that we've been talking about over the last couple weeks. And how do you, when you are surrounded, I went out with one of our guardians a couple nights ago, and he always brings up the fact that there's drama all the time. And really, we don't live in drama all the time. However, what we deal with is drama. And even though we don't live in that space anymore, we're still walking through a lot of our own. But it's we've redefined it. But where do you find joy? Like we were speaking about Magdalena's mother-in-law last week, and she's lost two children. And where do you find joy in that? And Nepal, God bless her, what an amazing example of joy after losing Danielle, you know, the day before Thanksgiving. This woman has taken the last 5 months and, wow, has really fed off of the passages that we're going to be speaking about today. So the first one that I want Magdalena to read is Psalm 126, 1 through 5. And this scripture is really important, especially when you're walking through this word called joy. So hold on a moment, and here is that. It
says, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams in Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him.
That scripture and that passage brings me so much peace, knowing that no matter what, Rebecca, no matter what, Magdalena or Coretta or Doreen or all Becky and everybody in our chat room, no matter what we've walked through to bring us sorrow, that the joy of the Lord is truly, truly what is our gift at the end of it all. And we may not understand it, we may not feel it, but that's why we've all, I think, have been walking through some heavy-duty things. And we knew this was going to happen. We started a whole new thing with Word Up here, and we're doing things differently. So, of course, there is no devil in hell that wants us to succeed. So, of course, we're walking through a lot of things that are going to test us.
But this is when I know that this word joy is super important. And why we also, because we do deal with the things that we deal with, why we got to keep it simple. And that's the reason why we're going to listen to the first song that we have today. And it's called This Kiss by Faith Hill. Because it's really, when you think of a kiss, Rebecca, what do you think of?
Oh, my gosh. I think of, when I think of a kiss, you know, I think it's your closest way you can really give someone, you know, like the Italians, and we all kiss each other on the cheek to show love and appreciation and affection, and it brings happiness. It makes me joyful. So that's kind of what I think of.
Exactly. Okay, now that you mentioned it, now you're going to have to tell the audience what that is.
Well,
your kids are thanky.
No, because I'm known for not per se spanking, but I call it a spanky. I give you a little love tap with like a little sandal or something, and I'll tap you in your bottom, and I call it a spanky. And to me, when I do that, or I'm saying I'm going to do that, people just like smile and they spark up, because, you know, it's just a sense of touch, and everybody needs that little, you know, that little bit of contact. And when you do it that way, it's kind of funny. I mean, even to the extent where I have older ladies sticking out their posterior side for me to thank. So it's really
funny.
Or Rebecca, the kids, tell them about the kids.
Okay, I was in Palm Springs last year, and here I'm just feeling me, which is really silly and dorky, whatever. So I come out to the pool area, and there's a whole family there, and I don't know what's in me, and I'm like, I was told to spank everybody here. So I have this little sandal on a little, it's actually a fly swatter, but it's like a little, it's a, like a little baby flip-flop on a little stick. It's really cute. So I go around tapping everybody, you know, not like I'm beating them, and they're all laughing. And then there's kids in the swimming pool. They get out of the swimming pool and say, I want to get spanked. I want to get spanked. Like, I mean, how often do people volunteer to get spanked, especially little kids? But
kids,
saw that
really?
Everybody was laughing because it was so funny that they wanted to be a part of it, you know. So to me, that's kind of like the little joy that I impart in others in my own kind of Maggie way. And most people who know me know about spanky. What I call it.
So it's kind of like our kiss, and it's truly keeping things very simple, and that's what KISS means. Have you ever heard the acronym of KISS, Rebecca?
Tell me.
It is keep it simple, and most people use a word that I hate, and that's stupid. So I like it, keep it simple, sweetie. So we're going to listen to This Kiss, and then we're going to talk about a little things. But first, I want you to read James 1:2, because this is truly, truly an important part. And it is also a scripture that really irritates me to no end. And the reason why this scripture irritates me to no end is because when you are walking through the deepest, darkest part of your life, you know, and this song is kind of funny because it talks about different things that women go through that cause a heartbreak, okay? This scripture is like a double-edged sword.
Consider it your joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
I mean, really? Rebecca, how do you feel about that scripture?
I know.
I mean, really? I mean, we've
I
all
know.
Gone pretty horrific things, and it's like, really? I've got to call it all joy? Whatever, okay? And at first, when I was walking through this as the baby Christian, it was like, whatever. Now I understand that I need to keep it simple and just totally surrender it all to Him, so you can truly, on your knees, humbly say, whatever, God, kiss. So hold on a moment and listen to This Kiss.
I don't want another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry, no, I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello, oh no, goodbye, but you got it like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so awkward? All I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let everything fly. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me. Motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's subliminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's criminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's the way you love me, baby. It's the way.
Truly is the way God loves us, and it is because Jesus is over us that we can count it all joy. And it, even though that scripture cuts me both ways, I love this song because it just totally gets me joyful. Don't you think, Rebecca?
I know, I love it. You know what I like? But there's one part in that song that I really like. I like it when she says, Cinderella said to Snow White, I just want a white knight.
Isn't that funny? What's the scripture that says that God gives us back what's been taken away from us tenfold?
Oh, sevenfold.
Okay, and look at this, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Look at where God has placed us, in the middle of a whole bunch of knights with the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great, St. Helen. So, wow.
As far as
my knight, not that your knight was taken away, but... But it's amazing. It's just truly amazing that you know, we can trust that God is over us and that He is engulfing us, and that we can trust that. And even though we are in some really dark times, that it is the joy of the Lord that can be our strength. Which brings us into our next song, and that's the one that you kind of knew about already, Rebecca, and I showed it to you. One of your favorite little songs. And the reason, again, I picked it is because we are going to keep it simple. And when I chose this song, it really is a keep it simple song. And Magdalena calls me, what do you call me?
Mother Superior.
Mother Superior, because I truly am like this little nun.
Yeah, she's a non-Nazi.
Non-Nazi. You weirdo. So,
that's funny.
One of the hardest things that for us to do, and it's one of the things that I know is going to bring us joy,
And it's one of the reasons why I'm really excited and Magdalena's making fun of my toe because it's going to be dancing.
I
told you what that was. That's my
speaking in tongues.
It's your preaching toe. It's my preaching toe. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh, being a little girl in October when we do the Living Royal Weekend, Rebecca, we're going to be doing a 50s night. And I'm really excited because we're partnering up with some incredible people that I got to meet this past week. Before I forget, did I say happy birthday to my son?
Happy birthday, XB.
It's Tim's Rebecca.
It is. Happy birthday, Tim. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He is listening from Afghanistan, so we want
to
send
him
a shout out to my son, Timothy Exley, who is first lieutenant, who's going for his captain. And he is in Afghanistan listening to us on his birthday. So I did want to send that little bit of joy. But again, we get to play. And as you know, coming from child sexual abuse and all the different things that we've all gone through, playing is not something that I like to do. In fact, it's a four-letter word to me. And so... being joyful and being silly and being a girl is really hard for me. So this song is really fun because it puts us in that state of being a little girl. Because what is, I'm going to ask Magdalena, because Magdalena, we've shared this with our listeners on the show before. You, Rebecca, me, and Magdalena come from such completely different backgrounds. And Magdalena grew up in downtown L.A. in Koreatown. And I want you to share a little bit about your background, about being a little girl, and the joy that you found growing up.
Well, maybe this is the reason why you have such a joyful childlike spirit. It's probably true because I did not grow up having a joyful childhood. I was born out of wedlock. I was raised in a four-generation household, including me. It was just some really strict ladies that I love so much. I do. And it was my great-grandmother, Victoria, and my grandmother, Magdalena, and my mom, and myself. But it was some pretty rough times, and it was also in my childhood that I experienced child sexual abuse and, you know, within the family realm. And it was really tough not to have the support from the family because everyone was pretty much in denial of what happened to me, and I was not ever really protected from the situation. And it carried on to other things that when I spoke up, I saw that it only caused more damage than good. So anything that happened to me from that point on, I just kept within myself because I just said nobody wants to deal with it anyway. So I just thought really it was part of life and the things that I have to go through alone, it seems like, until really. It wasn't until I was about 19 years old, a freshman in college, that, this gal, her name was Larissa, she sat down and studied the Bible with me, that I found out where I was and where I wasn't. And it's truly, really God's joy, his love for me, that brings that inner child in me. And I am like a little girl. I am silly and I say the goofiest things, but I think it's because that's really what I want to be. I just want to be a little girl. I just want to be free. I just want to be, you know, it's like, it's what you strive to have, that sense of innocence. And when you look at me, there's nothing about me that looks innocent. But I, you know, it's that little part that strives and it gives me that joy just to be that little girl. Because when I'm that little girl, I feel closest to God, and that's when I find my joy.
Wow.
Did you hear it?
What a great testimony. What a great story and a great testimony.
And
you know,
share
go ahead. I'm sorry, Maria.
I wanted you to share a little bit about your thoughts
of your childhood and the joy and what brought you joy?
Well, I, as you know, my upbringing was a little bit different, you know, than what Magdalena just shared. But, you know, I was very blessed to have a grandmother that I loved dearly, and she really brought me a lot of joy. And I couldn't see her very often, but I would get to see her during the summers. And that would just to be with her and to do, like, the simple things in life. Like, I remember she liked to can green beans, and so one year we entered our canned green beans and our strawberry jam into the local carnival, and we won first place. And, you know, so it was, isn't that exciting? Nobody knows that part about me, right? But it was the simple things with her. And I, like, literally, when I knew I was ready to go visit her, I would, even at a very young age, I mean, my mom would put me on the airplane at 5, and it was back in the days of Eastern Airlines, and I was, like, really looking forward to that, and I would get on that airplane, and I would pack my bags, and back then, you know, the stewardess would make sure you made it to your other destination, and I would leave Orlando, Florida, and arrive in Roanoke, Virginia, and there would be my grandmother to pick me up, and I had exactly, like, 3 weeks with her. And so that really did bring me a lot of joy, and just her time with me was very precious to me.
It's funny because I think of my Italian grandmother, too, and she used to pick me up almost every weekend. She would steal me from my house, and her house was like this big old safe place. And she would wrap me in her house coat. You know how grandmothers had house coats back then. And it really did bring a lot of comfort and a lot of peace and a lot of protection. I want Magdalena to read, here we go, Isaiah 61:3.
Where are you, Isaiah?
As she Bible thumps again.
Interesting. Isaiah 1?
Isaiah 61:3.
It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See darkness cover the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant." Ooh, yes. "Your heart will throb and swell with joy." Hubba, hubba.
I don't know what you're reading, but it's not right. It's 61:3.
Oh, 60, it's at 60 and then 1. But look, it says your heart will throb and swell with joy.
See?
That's awesome right there. It says, "But then you will look and be radiant."
Wow.
You know, Rebecca, that's kind of like what's been happening. If you look at, I've been asking all the ladies for the before and after pictures, and you and I talked because you don't have a before picture.
No.
Angel that she is.
No. You all are sweet to me this morning. Thank you.
It's joyful.
I appreciate all this. I'm thank you. So,
okay, God's carrying us on the arm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. It says, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and the daughters are carried on the arm." God's arm, and they will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb, hubba, 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 and swell. Swell is like a big, fat heart with joy.
That's a bigger diamond in the center of your heart, Rebecca.
Fat diamond.
I know.
Look, it continues. It says, "The wealth on the seas will be brought to you."
That's one of the treasures. It is. Okay, so 61:3. Anyway, just kidding.
"The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent to
sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and to provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
Amen. Okay, the other one I want you to read is Psalm 33, 1 through 3. And again, this particular scripture I love, Rebecca, because it really brings out the joyful childlike spirit. The next song we're going to sing,
That might be funny.
Actually, I think we should keep it all on. I think I'll keep the speakers on, and Becky, I'm going to put your speaker on, and Coretta, I'm going to put your speaker on because I see you all there. And we're going to sing this song while the song is playing because it truly is us singing to God and God singing to us. And you'll totally get it when I start playing the song. But I want first Magdalena to sing, or to sing. Again, I'm into singing, I guess, this morning. Yeah, wow. Okay, if there is one thing I have to tell you, okay, but okay.
Sorry for my lack of coordination.
Okay, this is
the fact that we can't sing.
Okay, this is such a commercial break, but I have to make it, okay? Because we'll be driving. Talk about a joyful spirit and talk about patience, okay? I must have patience, okay? Because we'll be driving in the car to our next assignment that God is taking us to, and she'll put on Mark Anthony, okay, which makes this Latina go crazy, okay, whatever. But she puts it on, and God bless her, she can't sing, okay?
Okay. Neither can I.
At the top of her lungs, okay?
At the top of my soft lungs, which
I probably would have rather her just belt it because, I mean, you get that monotone, you know, in the wrong key, okay?
That's why I don't karaoke. I can only damage one ear at a time.
Okay. All right. I think we're being joyful now. See, this is the little girl.
Finally, it's coming out.
But just don't.
Anyway, you have to tell us.
But I do the same thing, Magdalena. How many of us women listening do we, like, especially if we never could sing? Because, I mean, gosh, singing is, like, the most beautiful thing in the world. I mean, it really, I think.
Singing and dancing, you know, are. And I can't do either.
Really? I bet you can, too. But, I mean, how many times, like, you know, I mean, songs move us and change us and shape our heart. And, I mean, you can be in a – that's why I love Becky's praise and worship service before, because you can really be in a, you know, a very unhappy place, and you can start listening to, you know, praise and worship or great music, and it really does fill your heart with joy, and you really do kind of it uplifts you, is what I'm saying. So how many of us really do get in the car and we'll sing, like, you know, to the top of our, you know, to the top of our lungs?
But if you see Maria, when she listens to lowrider music, she just starts thumping, like Thumper. That's why he heard this key with Thumper and Bambi.
Sweet. Yeah.
I dream of a black Escalade for a long time, okay?
Lowrider. That was kind of cool. Okay. So anyway, this song brings us to a very joyful place, and so we're going to sing it right now. You ready?
Talking about my girl,
my girl.
I've got
Love that song, Rebecca?
I do. It's sweet.
We can talk about my girl or my God is how I sing that song. And so it just brings joy. Don't you think?
No, I do. I do. I really, really do. And I think we should read the psalm that you were getting ready to read, because I read it while some of it, because that is such a great psalm.
I totally messed it up. That's so Psalm 33.
No, you didn't.
1:3.
It says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy."
Yay. So that's
that song. See?
That is song.
The B part.
Oh yeah, I've got to tell you that you know, I've got so much honey, the bees envy me lately. Rebecca, there are bees that are like coming into this space, and they come and they don't harm, they just want to hang out, and then they die on the stairs. But they're all over, and we don't know why, because they envy. Maybe we're just sweet. What do you think? So this song, you're right, Rebecca, that psalm, it really brought us into that little girl state. And this is where I want us to be in October. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm going to have Magdalena now read Nehemiah. And she marked the book. That she wouldn't forget, because we're going to go into the next part. And again, the next song is truly, truly each of us singing to each other. And it's important that when you're walking through some valleys and you really don't know where you're going to find your joy, to really grab on and lock on to each other. So Nehemiah 8:10 is where I want Magdalena to read right now.
Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks. Send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
Again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And, okay, that was so funny, because during one of our songs, Magdalena comes walking out like some troll. walking crunches, lunges, whatever they are. It's really an interesting place because, again, Rebecca, you're getting ready to go through an interesting part of your next walk and your next journey and your next chapter of your life as your daughter graduates. And we are definitely going to do a graduation show on June 3rd. But this is your time to feel really joyful with her and be a little girl. And how do you feel about this transition, going from being a mother of a child in high school to going to a mother of a college student?
Well, it is a transition, and it's a bittersweet time. You know, we've got so much excitement going on right now at the house. We've got kids coming in and excited about prom, which is next weekend. And, you know, prom dresses and graduation dresses and all of the excitement and, you know, the being proud of completing high school, you know, that's a big deal. So we're excited about that. But it is a transition. And I've been sitting here because, I'm thinking, you know, I've spent my entire life that I know for the last 18 years giving, you know, loving and giving and being Claire's mother, and so we are going to be moving forward. And I think our show's in September. Maybe I'm going to have to get a tissue box because when she goes to school, we may have a couple rough ones of true reality. But it's her time, and I'm very proud of her. And you know, it is. You know, I'm grateful she knows the Lord. She loves the Lord, and she's excited about college and her life ahead, and you do learn about the cycle of life. I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm facing it right in my face. You know, the cycle of life, and it is a new chapter for me. And I'm going to be visiting California quite a bit in September, I think.
Hey.
So, I know. So it's exciting. It really is.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We're going to have our Tiara Tuesdays. You know, you have to come here and we have to do Tiara Tuesdays.
You have to wear your tiara.
So you have to wear your tiara all day.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That'll work. But it's a great time. It really
is.
And it's a joyful time and a happy time. And, you know, it's a great place to be. So,
it is. Want Magdalena to read right now 1 Chronicles 16:27. And again, it is a joyful time. It's not just your daughter that's graduating and not just you that is going through all of this. It is a whole cycle of parents and a whole cycle of children that are going through this, as we all have done before, those whose kids are grown and the ones that are coming after us. And it's funny how we all can now relate. And again, it is a cycle. So 1 Chronicles 16:27.
Says, the Lord made the heavens, splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place.
He has weights in his dwelling. I'm sure he has weights with Magdalena's name written all over them. As far as our names, Rebecca, what does God have written all over that has your name on it?
That has my name on it?
Yeah, like if you walk into God's house and the weights are there, the weights have Magdalena's name written all over them. If there's a computer with all of the work that needs to be done, that's where I am. Okay. What has your name written all over it in God's kingdom? The big white
chair. What did Magdalena say?
Your big white chair. She loves your big white chair.
Yeah, I do. I like that. I do like the white chair. So maybe that's it. Yes. I've done a lot of praying and a lot of crying and a lot of journaling and a lot of healing in that. So that's it. You know, that's probably good. So. But I love that verse in Corinthians, the splendor and the majesty of his, you know, love and grace surrounding us. That's beautiful.
it's really important. The other one that I want, and I'm not sure if you have any scriptures that are your favorite when it comes to joy, Rebecca, anything?
Mm-hmm. I just love the joy of the Lord is my strength in Nehemiah. That one is really a good one when you're down. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we all do get down. We were talking earlier. And sometimes we don't know. We read that first because when you first opened the show, you know, about, you know, life can hand us many things we can't understand. You know, why did this happen or why did that happen? And but we all do know and have to. It always brings me back to that beautiful reading where they talk about walking on the beach and where there was only one set of footprints. And the person asked, Lord, why was there only one set when it was like the most difficult time in my entire life? You know, why were there only one set of footprints? And, you know, the Lord answered back, it's because I was carrying you then.
Right.
And so, you know, some of those are great, great scriptures on joy and great for your toolbox when you're having a hard time or you're faced with some things that are difficult and choices and decisions to make. So, but I love that when the joy of the Lord is my strength.
And again, when you don't know what that means, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that really don't understand that. And when you understand the relationship with who I call Joe, Jesus Christ on the back of his eye, and you really understand that relationship is your true relationship and your example, then you understand that that's where you get your joy because Jesus is over you. And Magdalena has a scripture.
Well, mine is Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And there's actually a song, but I'm not going to sing it because you will not be rejoicing thereafter. But it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by your prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And now I'm going to read this part that says, finally, brothers, this says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So, rejoice.
Rejoice. Psalms 37:4. And we're going to be starting to close down. I'm going to have Rebecca close us down in prayer. And we're going to close off with a couple of songs, actually. And one of them is, we're going to talk about it before we close. So, but first I want 37:4.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this.
Rebecca,
do it.
Okay, I truly trust this particular prayer. I rest everything on it. I know that even when it's the darkest times, if I delight myself in the Lord, if I can lift myself up and worship, and that's WARSHIP, worship, and because truly we are in this battle. But if we can delight ourselves in the Lord, I know, and you know, and Magdalena knows, and Doreen knows, and Coretta knows, and Becky knows, and everybody in the chat room, and everyone that's listening, we know that if we just stay focused on him and what he is telling each of us to do individually, and delight ourselves in that, then he truly will give us the desires of our heart. And for me, that's 4. For you, that's the Hearts of Hope Foundation. For Magdalena, that's all that glamour is and what God tells her to do under whatever name it ends up being. It is what For Fitness is with Coretta and Heart For is with Doreen and a Heart For Worship and a Heart For Heroes for Becky.
And this is truly what brings us joy, is when we are focusing on what God is telling us to do, not being people pleasers, not worrying about what other people are thinking or saying about what it is that we are doing or not doing. It truly is just staying focused on Him and delighting ourselves in the Lord. And that's what joy truly is, because He truly is over us. Which brings us to the last song, which is Joy to the World. And not the Christmas Joy to the World, but the Three Dog Night Joy to the World. And this song is funny because when I was a little girl, and you'll probably totally get this, Rebecca, because of the first word of this song, Jeremiah, I thought it was a God song. So in my little childlike state, I always thought this was a prayer, okay?
So, right, Jeremiah. That's funny.
Exactly, but when it said Jeremiah was a bullfrog, I never understood why God wanted
him. I think, you know, of
all the men,
all the frogs.
Frogs.
When you asked Rebecca what you thought of a kiss, I thought all the frogs.
All the frogs. Well, yeah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. So the other parts of this song is he was a good friend of mine. I think it's really important, no matter what kind of relationships that you're going to be getting into or that you continue to keep into your life, or that you allow back into your life, because sometimes we have friends go out of our life and sometimes they come back in, and sometimes we can't let them back in. And
right.
And those are just things, and we just, God bless them. And that's just the way that it is, because there are a couple people, as you know, Rebecca, that I've sent away and asked to come back in and quickly went, oh, gosh. Okay.
Right.
And that's
absolutely
really important, that especially right now, that we guard ourselves and know what a good friend is, because Jeremiah was a good friend of mine. And we never understand words that God wants to tell us sometimes, but whenever we are walking in that sorrowful place to find the joy, just like Magdalena just shared her joyful scripture in Philippians. It's there. You can always get it. It will answer you. The word of God answers you, and that's what's really important. But all of us singing, all the boys and girls singing as joyful spirits. So, Rebecca, I want you to end all of this in prayer. We're going to close out with Joy to the World. I want everyone up on their feet dancing and singing at the top of their lungs. But I want you to close us out in prayer. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank all of our listeners. Magdalena, thank you so much.
Our guardians.
So, Rebecca, go ahead and close us out in prayer, and then we will close with our song.
Yes. Lord, thank you so much for this day, and thank you for our time together. Thank you for the word and what you've taught us today on joy and how you fill our hearts with joy. Thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for each life here today and on the show that is listening, that you will be with them and that you will fill their hearts with joy. Father God, thank you so much for Maria and for the words of wisdom that she shared with us today, and for Magdalena, for everyone that's helped put the show together. Lord, be with us this week as we move forward and allow us to become closer to you. Thank you so much for what you do in our lives on a daily basis. And if there's anyone that doesn't know you or have you in their heart, Lord, allow them to know that all they have to do is just ask you to come in and believe that you died for their sins, and that just receiving you into their heart, that they can know this joy and walk forward from this day with your love in their heart and your grace and joy. Thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love for us, that love that is there and is unconditional and really truly does change our lives. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Are you ready to get up and dance?
I'm ready to dance and sing. Oh, and happy birthday to Tim.
Oh, happy birthday to Tim. And, well,
yeah.
We're
We're going to do Twist and Shout in October. So it's, you can't do Twist and Shout now, but this is a good song, too.
Shouting for joy. But right now, we're going to sing Joy to the World. Have a great day. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
You live.